With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The mediators trying to end the Israel-Hamas war say the two-day ceasefire talks have wrapped up, and they aim to reconvene in Cairo next week to seal a deal to stop the fighting. The United States, Egypt, and Qatar said talks were constructive and conducted in a positive atmosphere. Israel did not immediately respond, and a statement from Hamas did not sound enthusiastic about the latest proposed deal. Bob Orvick, lead forecaster with the National Weather Service, says Ernesto, the Category 2 hurricane, is not expected to weaken before it slams into Bermuda.
It looks like it's going to at least maintain its strength as it moves northeastward. It may strengthen a little bit, but either way, it looks like there's going to be some pretty high impacts as it goes right across Bermuda. Heavy rain, very high winds, storm surge. So it looks like it's going to be a pretty rough period coming in from today and into Saturday across Bermuda.
Meanwhile, officials say they hope to restore power to 90% of nearly 1.5 million customers in Puerto Rico by Sunday. Ernesto earlier hit Puerto Rico. Also at SRNnews.com, Vice President Kamala Harris promoting a broad set of economic proposals. Heritage Foundation public finance economist E.J. Antoni tells the Salem Radio Network a lot of the policies Harris is proposing will have the opposite effect in terms of helping Americans.
Take the housing plans, for example. Increasing demand for housing by providing buyers with these subsidies is only going to increase prices.
Antoni says Harris' proposal to give incentives for builders to starter homes makes no sense.
As soon as sellers realize that buyers have more money with which to buy the same homes, you will simply see prices rise. There's no increase in supply here.
This is SRN News. Another crackdown on Christians in Iran.
A report from the United Nations indicates that authorities in Tehran are using repression of recent women's rights demonstrations as a cover to go after Christians. Iran has been under international pressure for its abuse of religious minorities, and the UN report indicates that the regime is trying to find ways to persecute believers more secretly. Iran is one of the worst persecutors of Christians on earth, ranked 9th on the latest World Watch list. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq has resigned amidst criticism of her handling of anti-Semitism on campus. Her announcement comes just days after the school confirmed that three deans had resigned after exchanging disparaging texts during the campus discussion about Jewish life. Shafiq was among the university leaders called for questioning before Congress earlier this year. Katrina Armstrong will serve as interim president. This is SRN News. Virginia's governor has launched a first-in-the-nation program that requires multiple state agencies to collaborate to help ex-inmates reenter society and permanently stay out of jail.
In a smaller test of the plan, thousands of returning citizens obtained jobs and health insurance, with a drop in recidivism for the first time in 12 years. Governor Glenn Youngkin says six positive factors help reentry to succeed.
A job, secure housing, health care, partnership, which we might call supervision, we might call mentorship, we might call accountability, and mental health and substance abuse treatment.
Partners include faith communities. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
Los Angeles police have arrested four people in the death of former General Hospital actor Johnny Wachter, who was shot and killed when he interrupted thieves stealing the catalytic converter from his car. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.